the queen put the tiny pea under the mattress.
Oh, I think this is one of the most wonderful times I ever had. The parade's gonna be even funner. I can't wait to wear those funny-looking clothes Tommy's mom's making us.
I've never been in a parade before. I'm so excited.
Me too, Chucky. Boy, Fall sure got lots of fun stuff for guys.
You said it.
What's a fall?
Now he knows.
I like fall.
No, that's not the kind I'm talking about, you guys. Fall's what happens when all the leaves come off the trees and you rake them in a great big pile and jump in them like we did with my grandpa.
Where are we stopping?
Oh, now I know just what I want to be when I'm grown up.
Look, guys, my daddy and I finding some acorns in our backyard. Tonight we're going to paint faces on them with real lips and everything.
That's great, Chucky.
Boy, it's going to be so much fun just being my daddy.
Apples and worms. I mean, ladies and germs. Allow me to introduce the Stew Pickles Amazing Power Picker 2000. With...
Do you? I smell it too. Change is in the air.
Whoa, and I thought I had a good sniffer. I was just wondering if Dilly there needed a diaper change.
Oh. I think you're right.
Flabbed inventions. I almost lost my teeth.
I'm sorry, Pop. I guess I set the power a little too high.
And yesterday was crossed wires in your lizard contraption at home. Why, the darn thing attacked me in the loo.
Must have been a glitch in the blueprints. But my animatronic Reptar is going to be my biggest thing yet. You know, they're very interested in it for the Euro Reptar theme park they're opening in France.
Well, as far as I'm concerned... Oh, Revere and good riddance. Oh, the silly, stupid attack of him. It's you.
Boy, that ride was sure scary.
Nah, it was fun. I don't think Tommy's grandpa liked it. He don't look too smiley.
Nice sweater, Finster.
My new sweater that Grandma makes for me.
Hold on, Chucky.
You're gonna be naked in a minute.
Let me out.
Thanks, guys.
Give me back my treats. Don't you dumb goats know who I am?
She's Angelica.
Yeah, the most important star of the Fall Festival Parade.
We're all gonna be in the parade, Angelica.
We're doing all kinds of fun stuff for fall. Guys,
do you know about fall, Angelica? It got leaves and things.
Tommy told us all about it.
Of course I know about fall, but there's lots more to it than that. I bet Baldy didn't tell you that, fall's the time, when, there's lots of changes.
Now I know it's fall! Mommy changed my diapers more numbers than I can count this morning.
That's not because of fall, Philip. It's because you ate my box of crayons yesterday night.
Oh.
But the most important thing about fall is the parade. And I'm the star because I'm the onlyest one who gets to sing.
That's not true, Angelica.
Carmichael, why are you doing here?
Picking apples with my mom. And I'm gonna sing on your grandpa's float in the parade, too.
My grandpa would never ask you to sing on my float.
It's not your float. And he did so ask me right after I won the Junior Talent Show.
But he said I was gonna be the star.
Well, there must have been a change of plans. See you at the parade, Angelica! Fall is here, here's a wonderful time of year, baby.
Bye!
I love it when she sings.
Me too. Sounds a lot better.
Well, I guess we'll be seeing you later, Angelica.
Not so fast, babies. I'm not done telling you about fall. Like I said, fall's got changes. So don't be surprised if some pretty awful stuff happens, because change isn't always good.
I don't like the sound of that, Dobby. Don't listen to Angelica. Change don't scare us, huh, guys? Besides, there's 1, 2, 9, 7. 7 of us. We just got to stick together and everything will be just fine.
Do you mind if we make a quick stop? Fall was your mom's favorite time of year. Chucky, did I ever tell you how your mommy and I met? Well, she was selling organic produce at a swap meet. I took one look at her pretty face and broke out into a cold sweat. I couldn't even speak or breathe even. Turned out I was allergic to the aduki beans and my tongue was swollen the size of a football. She gave me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and the rest was history. Your mom loved us both so much, Chucky.
Charles is such a dear, sweet man. I wish he'd meet someone special.
I don't know, Dade. The guy's pretty set in his ways. I mean, come on, he irons his underpants.
So she'd have to be fairly flexible. Hey, how about your friend Lolana?
The contortionist? Hey, great idea, Howie. Yeah, I'll give her a call and see if I can set something up. Whoa, stop squirming, you wiggle worms. Hey, Dee, did you toss me a cup of diapers?
Sure, Betty. Gosh, these are awfully puffy. Did you switch brands?
Super absorbents. Got them on sale. No leaking or your money back.
Here's the Velcro you needed for the costumes, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Charles.
Hey, Chaz, just the man I'm looking for. Think fast.
What is it?
Hair pomade. I thought you might like to try out a new do.
But why? I've had the same hairstyle since the sixth grade.
Need I say more? I'll give you a hand with your hair as soon as I finish diapering the pups.
Well, I wonder where Tommy and Chucky are.
But don't you go find them.
Good idea.
Huh? Zip, what are you doing here? I thought you leave it.
I was gonna, but I can't get up. Watch!
Okay, wait there, and I'll pull you onto your feeties.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Chucky.
We're not playing, guys.
Not playing nothing. Can't stand up.
See, I told you, didn't I? Changes can be awful.
Don't cry, guys. It's gonna be okay. You just gotta get used to them.
Yeah,
Don't listen to Angelica. It's not so bad.
Not so bad? Well, just wait till you see your dad.
Really think so?
Angelica's right! My daddy changed the retina for my eyes!
Yeah, I see them. I thought we had it bad.
We do, Philip.
I don't want my daddy to change you guys.
And we don't want these clumpy diapies neither. Well, you babies better get used to it, because things are only gonna get worse.
Worse?
What's this?
Pop's hot water bottle. I had some material left over after making the kids' pajamas.
What's Mr. Wizard working on now, Deed?
Stu's building an animatronic reptar for the parade.
So, Betty, why the sudden interest in my hair anyway?
Yeah, hold on to your briefs, buddy, because Howie and I are setting you up.
With a woman?
Of course! Oops, I better go whip up a plate of horse deovers. She'll be over here any minute.
But Chucky and I have plans for a craft project tonight. Oh, Dee Dee, do something. I'm really not comfortable with blind dates, or any dates for that matter.
I know this is sudden, Charles, and maybe it wasn't such a good idea for Betty to surprise you, but I'm sure her friend is very nice.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. When Lolana gets here, have her take her contacts out with her toes. It's a hoot!
On his nose.
You are not the only one with problems, Chucky. We can't fit nothing in our new diapies.
Yeah, they take up too much room themselves.
Okay, guys. I think it's time we figured out a way to fix all the stuff that's gone wrong.
But how, Tommy?
Well, let's see. Chucky, maybe your daddy would look more like your daddy if we gave them a comb.
Oh, I can't remember those ears. Comby.
Here, Chucky, you go comb your daddy's hair, and we'll find something you guys can fit in your diaper.
There's the man of the hour. Hey, everybody, I'd like y'all to meet my good friend, Lolana.
Hors d'oeuvres, anyone?
No, no, thanks. I'm not really hungry.
And what are we waiting for? Let's hit the dance floor.
It looks like Daddy's going out.
Be good, Chucky.
Was the twistiest lady I ever seen.
Oh, great. Now my daddy's spending time with tangling women. She's never done anything like that before, Tommy. This is real bad.
Doesn't anyone around here know how to answer a phone? I always have to be the one to go. Ow! Conflab reptile! Oh!
Lo! It's Miriam!
Hey, what do you want?
I see you're still the old charmer.
Cut the gold goon racket! I'm talking on the phone!
And I'm all settled with my new dick. Well, why don't you swing by and have a look-see?
It'll have to wait. I'm boning up on my scooter tricks for the parade. I'm leading the wombat float, you know.
Well, stop by the Withering Oaks and I'll introduce you to a guy who can pop 360s in his golf cart. Lou, this place is for you. It's got Lou Pickles written all over it.
Put on your glasses, Mim. It says retirement home. No, thanks. You're not putting me out to pasture.
Just... he was supposed to paint faces on bagels tonight.
I wish I never heard it about fall.
Yeah, this stinks.
You guys, I know things haven't been going too good lately, but I bet you anything they're gonna get better.
Sorry about that, Pop.
Gee, Tommy, your grandma's face is turning a funny color.
That would be magenta.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Bring it on, Pop. Would you say something?
That does it! Mims, find me an apartment. I'm moving out.
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Did you hear that? Your grandpa's gonna move, Tommy. Now do you believe Angelica's right?
Oh, this change and stuff is the worstest. Grandpa's moving? I can't believe my grandpa's really leaving.
Me neither.
Who's gonna read me stories now and give me piggyback rides and sneak me candies when my mommy's not looking?
Maybe your grandpa will come back, Tommy.
I don't think so, Chucky. He's taking all his toys with him. Why does grandpa have to go, Chucky? Do you think it was something I did?
I don't know, Tommy, and I'm real sorry, but I gotta go, too. I think I have too much apple juice. I'll be right back, okay?
You pack the same way you invent, with no regards for safety.
If you're referring to the little mishap with my animatronic Reptar, that explosion could have happened to anyone.
Yeah, anyone named Stu Pickles.
Yeah? Well, that name's about to become famous. Did I tell you a representative from Euro Reptar theme park is going to be at the parade to check out my design?
About 56 times.
Well, this is 57.
Give me that thing. Come on, let's hit the road.
Hi, Grandpa. Grandpa's feet's warmer. Wait, Grandpa!
That is the last strawberry. We can't even fit behind the couch no more. And that's where all the bestest bugs are. These new puppies are the worstest things ever.
We can't walk. We can't chase buggies. We can't even barely stand up.
All we can do is sit.
When did you pack this stuff? When Elvis was king?
Well, a lot of this stuff hasn't seen daylight for you.
Including you!
Now that you're settled in, you got no excuse not to enjoy all the fun activities around here.
Settled in? My stomach's not even settled from the ride over yet.
Well, tough batooties! You got one day. Tomorrow you signed up for Tai Chi, candle making, and fun with beads.
Dagnabbit, Miriam, I moved out to get some peace, not to turn into a hippie.
Come on, you ornery goat. It's time to get out there and meet people.
I wish you'd get it through that head of yours. I just want to be left alone.
I just love younger men.
Jiminy.
Let me through. Why, down and back.
Sorry, little fella, but Daddy doesn't have time right now. See, Aunt Betty and Uncle Howard are introducing us to another lady friend tonight. Oh, but don't worry, Chucky. Aunt Betty promises this lady won't walk on her hands like the last one. I know it's different having all these women around, Chucky. We weren't ready for this, but it won't last long. I mean, really, how many single friends can Betty have?
Having fun with my daddy.
You were only too, huh, Dill? That's okay. Now we can be lonely together.
Why, the third plague attacked me in balloon. Conflap, reptile.
Reptar, but I want Grandpa to come back.
Well, I don't think Reptar minds too much, Tommy. He's a monster.
You really think your Grandpa leaves because of Reptar?
You saw how mad he got it on that horsey ride.
I seen his ears wiggle. He was real bad.
But not as mad as when he stubbled his feet on the Reptar. Somebody left it on the floor.
Hey, don't look at me. Speaking of monsters.
Hiya, babies! I'm practicing my song for the Fall Festival Parade. Want to hear it?
No,
not really.
Sorry. Okay, here goes. Fall is here. Fall is here. It's a wonderful time of year. La, 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 la. That's all I know so far. Pretty good, huh? Fall is here!
She's no Susie Carmichael.
I'm a little worried about Chucky. He seems depressed lately.
Relax, Charles. He's just not used to sharing your attention.
Maybe I should stop dating before I do any permanent damage.
No can do, Chaz. Not before you meet my friend Tiffany, or the Spanker, as they called her in the ring.
Oh, I almost forgot. You guys, I got the idea. Let's go to where my grandpa lives and give him back his feet warmer. When he sees that Reptar's gun, he'll have to come back home.
Great idea.
What did it make?
Not going anywhere, are we?
Nope.
We are some sad, sad babies.
Do you remember what your grandpa did when he got sad, Tommy? He thinked about the good old days, remember? And then he'd get happy again. You think maybe we could do that, too?
Great idea, Chucky. You go first.
Okay. Let's see. I know. I remember when me and my daddy used to pick flowers together in the park. And we'd sneeze and sneeze and then we'd sneeze.
I remember when Grandpa used to read me stories and take nappies with me. He could even do both at the same time.
I remember the good old days. Back when being a baby meant you could catch any bug you wanted.
Yeah, back when the bugs were slow, the babies was fast, and a diaper was a diaper, not a big old poofy butt balloon.
Hot doors! They don't make them like the moose do.
Gee, that was a good idea. I'm feeling a little better already. Aren't you, Tommy?
Yeah. It was nice thinking about Grandpa. I wonder if he's thinking about me, too.
Sorry, ladies, but my heart's already taken.
By who?
By my grandkids.
What little angels?
He's just cute.
They got your good looks.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Hola, amigos. Time to head south of the border for some sassy senior-style salsa.
Yeah!
Where are we going with the chair, Tommy?
To the telephones. I got to tell my grandpa he don't have to worry about Reptar no more.
Thank you for calling the horoscope hotline. Please dial in your birth month. You've been a little sad lately, but there are lots of changes coming your way.
Ah! Well, what did he say?
Nothing?
It wasn't my grandpa.
So now what are we gonna do?
Maybe we should remember the good old days again.
Oh, me first. Yeah, back when I was a baby.
No, guys, we got to figure out a way to have fun now instead of thinking about the old days.
You try pooping in this diaper, then we'll talk.
Listen, Philip, Tommy got something to say. See, guys, sometimes things look real bad, but then somehow they turn out good.
Huh?
What I mean is, remember when you guys glued Angelica's piggly tails together and your mommy gave you a timeout?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but then we found it the most deliciousliest, juicily bug in the corner.
Yeah, nummy num.
So you see, even though bad stuff happens, good stuff happens too.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Never think of it that way before.
That was one tasty bug.
I bet if we try real hard, we can turn all the bad changes into good ones.
Yeah?
it can.
Grandpa's not here, Dilly, but we can still have lots of fun together. Want to play with the fire truck? Okay. I was getting kind of tired of that anyways.
Grandpa! Grandpa! Grandpa!
I know you miss Grandpa, Dill. I miss him too. Look! Here's the story he was reading to us.
Grandpa?
Okay, Dill. I'm gonna try to tell the story just like Grandpa does. Ready? Okay, Spout. Here's a Dag Rabbit story about a princess and a pea. Once upon a time, there was a princess and a pea. And the princess tried to eat the pea, but she didn't like vegetables, so she spit it out and it rolled under her bed. And then something else happened, but I don't remember what. And that was a good story, huh, Snout? You're right, Dilly. It's just not the same without Grandpa here.
I do like my diaper. I don't! This isn't working, Lion!
Tell me something I don't know, Philip!
There's only one thing left to do.
Kids? Oh, dear. Kids, wait! I just cleaned the carpet! Get your little bottoms back here!
I never knew it was so uncomfortable being a pumpkin. You like being corns, Tommy.
I didn't know corns couldn't move their heads.
I guess being vegetables is not as much fun as we think it.
Boy, Dee Dee, you did a wonderful job on the festival costumes.
Why, thank you, Charles.
Now, you be good for Aunt Dee Dee tonight, okay, little guy? Well, better get going.
Charles, is that a first aid kit you're carrying?
Chucky, did Mr. Quigley take your daddy's car keys, or did you?
Mr. Quigley?
No! Spike, no!
Charles?
Oh, I seem to have misplaced my car keys. Have you seen them anywhere, Dee Dee? Oh, thanks, Spike. I must have dropped them. Well, I guess I'm off to the beehives.
Make my bag change a good one, Tommy. I really did. But now my daddy's gone out with another strange old lady, leaving me all alone again. I miss him.
I miss my grandpa, too. Even though he got all these changes happening to us, it's gonna be okay, Chucky. You know why?
Why, Tommy?
Because we still got each other.
Yeah, you're right.
Chucky! And we still got Dill, too.
You can forget about Dill!
Hey, sports, what do you say we go pay Grandpa a little visit? That first night alone can be awfully quiet.
Oh my gosh! Slow down, will ya? Whoa! Whoa! Wow!
here.
We got a runner.
Get him!
Where do you think you're going, handsome?
Mind if I cut in?
We're talking the man. The name's Lou.
Oh, let's talk and more dancing, hombre.
What is it this time?
Senior Salsa.
Third one this week.
Jumping jackrabbits. That was worse than being on the front lines.
Oh, Pop?
Now, got you to make a poke. That was the good way.
Grandpa, things just keep getting worse.
Grandpa's in the hopsicle, Tommy.
Thanks, Chucky. Me too.
Confounded leg. It is like the dickens, but I can't get through it.
Got a pencil? It works every time.
No, I do not have a conflabbed pencil. But you got one.
I do? What do you know? Here, give it a try.
Ooh. Ooh, it works.
I know. I spent half of last year in a cast. Broke my hip going down a water slide.
A water slide?
Thought I was in line for the ladies' room. Next thing I knew, I was shooting the rapids. That's what I get for forgetting my glasses at home.
Hey. Well, thanks for the pencil. Hey, how would you like to do me the honor of being the first to sign my cast?
Oh, I'd love to.
This is all my fault.
I can't argue with that.
If it weren't for me and my crazy inventions, Pop never would have moved out in the first place.
When you're right, you're right.
Guys, I think Grandpa's in the hopsicle because of me.
How come you think that?
'Cause back when I had my birthday, I wished really hard for a reptile.
So,
I got in my wish, but then Grandpa got mad and moved away, and now he's hurt.
Hey, I got the idea, Tommy. Maybe if you wish hard enough, then you can change everything back again.
Yeah, then Grandpa would come home. And if we all wish together, maybe we could make Fall go away and all the other bad changes, too.
You mean we'll get our old diapers back?
And my daddy will spend more time with me like he did before?
Maybe, but we all gotta wish real hard.
The time has come to give up the dream. Get rid of Reptar. Sell out. Get a nowhere job. Just like you, Drew. The moment Pop comes out of that door, I'm taking him back home where he belongs.
We did it! Grandpa's coming home!
Falls open! Falls open!
Grandpa! Grandpa!
Boy, Tommy, wishes is powerful stuff.
Oh, you. Stories are the best.
I've got a million of them. Here's a good one. It was WW2, and I was cooking for the boys on the front lines. There I was, bullets whizzing past as I served up the best chipped beef bourguignon in France.
France? Why, I toured with the USO in France.
You did? Well, what do you know? I remember seeing a USO show once. The singer was a pretty little gal, crooned like a nightingale. Only she kept forgetting the words.
Won't you come home? I miss you all. Oh, dear.
Be hungry. Here, I saved you a little something.
Oh, how nice. Gee, thanks. I've often thought about that dapper young cook. I never got a chance to thank him.
You just did. Sing me one of the old songs, Lulu.
When you smiled at me, my heart grew still, and suddenly I knew I'd fallen.
Head over heels in love with you.
Company!
These changes is gonna be over.
Me too, Lil.
If I close my eyes, I can almost feel my old diapers again.
If I close my eyes, I can almost see my grandpa again.
Pop, I'm so sorry. Can you ever forgive me? We'll get you packed and take you home in no time.
What are you talking about? I'm not going home.
Stu's getting rid of his inventions, Dad. You won't have to worry about them anymore.
Who's worried about them? I love those crazy toys of his. Why, if it hadn't have been for him blowing up the house, I'd have never met my Lulu.
Lulu?
Who's Lulu?
I'm Lulu.
Isn't she a peach? What can I say, boys? Your old pop's in love.
What?
Oh, boy.
Grandpa's not coming home, but we wished real hard.
Fall is here! Fall is here! It's a wonderful time of year! Fall is here! Fall is here! It's a
Spike, but Grandpa's gone and he's not coming back.
Oh. Yeah, I like that one over there.
And I think our first parade was going to be lots and lots of fun.
Will you think, Mom, Philip?
I don't want to say hello to Paul and goodbye to Grandpa.
I don't feel like dressing up like a vegetables no more.
Uh-oh. Ouch. Me neither. God, this is even worse than our diapers.
Oh, no. There's going to be even more changes?
Hi, Angelica.
What are you doing here, Carmichael?
I'm singing on the float, too. Remember?
Actually, I completely forgot.
Argenta, this is Chaz, and that's little Chucky. Chaz, Argenta.
Super to meet you, Chaz. Just super. We're gonna have a super duper day.
Yeah, I told you she's a bundle of energy.
Oh, look, candied apples. Don't you just love candied apples? I just love, love, love them.
Well, actually, they give me dysphagia.
Come on, you little pumpkin. Let's put you in the basket with the rest of the vegetables, eh?
Oh, ring toss! I love it, love it, love it, don't you? on, Jazz. Win Argenta, bunny.
What's the matter, Chucky?
My daddy spared the old day with another strange lady. I don't like Fall Tommy.
Me neither. First, Grandpa left, then he broke his leg, and now I just heard his daddy saying there's gonna be even more changes. I don't want no more changes. I can't take no more changes.
But Tommy, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I'm mad and I smell and I'm not gonna take it no more.
Wow, I never seen you like this before, Tommy.
I never smelled you like this before either.
That's you, Philip.
Oh, I'll bet it, guys. Are you with me?
No man!
Fall is here! Fall is here! It's a wonderful time of year!
Hurry, you guys! We got to get off of this thing!
Means it's time to rake the leaves! Rake, 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 rake!
Nothing's ever gonna be fun again! Come on, guys! Push me up!
Could we proceed with the demonstration, please?
Of course, sir. Right away.
Pick me up, Pete.
As you can see, sir, I'm using the latest simulated reality technology to operate my Reptar prototype. Okay, prepare to be dazzled!
First thing I have to say
is don't run away under Labor Day!
Fall is here!
Hold on, Chucky! I'm coming!
Tommy and Chucky are getting their VL Piggly back ride!
So, what are we waiting for?
Now watch this! Cue the steam deed.
Fine!
Get to my next appointment.
No, don't go, sir. It works really, it does. Here, I'll make it roar. Any minute, he's gonna roar!
Come on, buddy. Roar!
Still! Do something!
I'm trying, D!
Sound the alarm! That critter's got the sprouts!
Gotcha!
Mommy, sweetie. Oh, thank goodness you're safe, my baby.
Thought to myself, what would make me step?
You saved the day, Stu.
Not me, Lulu. Wee! Dee Dee told me you stopped the float.
That's Miguel. Didn't I tell you she's an angel?
You're right, Pop. She is.
What's going on, Tommy?
I don't know, Chucky. But it looks like the parade stopped.
Reptar stopped fall! The changes is over!
Wow! Thanks, Reptar! You made my butt so happy!
Oh, good old Reptar! I can't wait to play with my daddy again!
I know what you're going to say, sir, but if you just give me another chance, you'll see what I...
Loved the demonstration.
Huh? You liked it?
Very realistic. Especially to rescue the animatronic baby.
Animatronic baby? That's my son, Dill.
Ha, a joke, I get it. Only a moron would put his own child in that kind of danger. Here's my card. Call me on Monday.
Oh, dear.
For the sale diapers. Looks like it's back to old reliable. Hit and hit. Mwah, mwah.
I can do all the stuff I used to do.
Ow!
What's wrong, Philip?
I was just starting to like the other diapies. They bounce.
You're crazy.
Hey, what you making there, Deed?
Another cover for Lou's hot water bottle. I can't imagine what happened to the last one I made.
Hey, Chaz, good news. Argenta wants to cook you dinner tonight, big boy.
Sorry, Betty, but I'm staying here. Chucky and I are working on a little project together. Aren't we, little guy?
They saw at once that she must be a real princess when she felt the pee through the 20 mattresses.
Let's finish the story. Okay, boys? Nobody but a princess could have such delicate skin.
And so,
the prince took her to be his wife.
And they
lived happily, happily ever, ever after.
You know what, Dilly? I don't think changes is so bad after all. Grandpa's got a Lulu to love, and we got some fun new place to visit. And maybe now we'll get to hear all the way to the end of the story. I guess these are the good old days, huh, Dilly?
class teachable.